with Michael Molyneux at the wonderful Loosely House here in Surrey. Michael's the Lord Lieutenant of Surrey, and I'm here to discover what that means. Michael, tell me a little bit about this wonderful house that you live in.
Well, Loosely, I'm the 14th generation to live in the house, and it was originally built by a direct ancestor, it's William Moore. And there was a smaller house on the south side, and Her Majesty visited and said, "This is not meat for me to tarry at," meaning it's jolly well not big enough for me.
Now, when you say Her Majesty, you don't mean our Queen now.
Queen Elizabeth I.
Queen Elizabeth I, wow.
So she was quite a character and quite demanding as well. And you didn't say to the Queen of the day, "No, ma'am, I'm sorry, I just can't afford to." You just got on and did it, which he did. And it took 6 years to build between 1562 and 1568, and cost £1,650. We had to put a new roof on Loosely not so long ago, and it took 8 months to put 90,000 tiles on. And I would have been very happy if it had cost £1,650, but it was a little more than that.
Right, and Queen Elizabeth I visited the house four times.
Four times, and then the owner of the house, William, wrote to the master of her household and said, "Please don't let Her Majesty come again, I'm broke now." And so she didn't. And so the next member of the royal family to come was James I in 1600s, and he stayed here one night with his Queen Anne of Denmark. And again, the necessities that the family had to go through in order to entertain the monarch and his wife was quite extraordinary. We have a lovely ceiling in the drawing room, which was redecorated especially for his visit. And literally, it was practically totally gilded. And they only had 3 weeks' notice that the king was coming. So they must have been under quite an adrenaline surge to get it complete. But I have to say that it wasn't all bad, because we were presented with two full-length portraits of the king and queen, which hang in the Great Hall today. So we were very, very fortunate to receive them.
Well, that's amazing. And the house has been in your family for four generations, four centuries.
It has. It was bought by an ancestor in 1508. And it has literally been in the family since then, and we have four generations on the estate now: my mother, and Sarah, and myself, and our son, and his four children. So he is taking over from me as managing partner, and then we have four coming up behind.
Wow,
so that's great.
Just going back for a minute, you've told me that Queen Elizabeth I was obviously a good negotiator, because she brought the people that were causing her trouble with her on the visits, on a one-mile entourage.
Yeah, she had an entourage of a mile, as you say, and a huge number of people came, all her courtiers, advisors, you name it. And then she also brought all those that she was a bit suspicious of, so that she could keep an eye on them. And it seems eminently sensible, doesn't it, rather than letting them loose while the cat's away, and to take them with you and keep an eye on.
Keep the most dangerous people as close to you. Now, going back to Loosely, it's most famous for its ice cream, and that was in your family, but you sold it on. But you were telling me about the secrets of when your father ran the business.
Yeah, I mean, Dad started dairy products in 1968, and it was slightly by mistake, in as much that his secretary saw skim milk being poured down the drain. And she said, "Can I please make a soft cheese?" And we were supplying organic vegetables to Cranks in London. And Dad, being the entrepreneur that he was, and always 30 years ahead of his time, said, "Yes, of course." And that was 68. So we had cheese, which we sold to Cranks. And then we had yogurt, which followed on, and cream. And then finally, the Jersey Cattle Society in the same year said, "Panic, we haven't got any ice cream for the Ideal Home exhibition. Can you help?" And the cry from Loosely went up, of course. And so it was all produced to start with in old cow buildings that were adapted for the purposes of dairy products. If you'd been in a modern day situation of needing to erect buildings worth millions of pounds and millions of pounds worth of stainless steel kit, it probably wouldn't have never have got off the ground. But from those humble beginnings, it finished up with a business that employed 150 people. We produced our own milk from the Jersey herds. We processed it. We marketed it, sold it, transported it, did all the after sales service. So we saw the product all the way through. And we supplied some 1,500 customers essentially in the southeast of the country and four of the major multiples. And we exported to Far East, Middle East. And the one we were really thrilled with was Italy. So
ice cream to Italy.
Ice cream to Italy. That was, we were very thrilled.
And you told me earlier that the secret was a quality product and quality service.
Yeah. And definitely Loseley picked up a huge amount of business as a result of other people's bad service, particularly. And bad quality. And as we said, you know, if you make a mistake, which you certainly do, then it's terribly important that you are seen and do actually put it right. And if that means taking a heavy goods vehicle into London at 8 o'clock at night, well, if that's what's got to be done, that's what's done.
Some fantastic lessons for today for businesses listening to this now.
Yes, but it's not exactly rocket science, is it? It's little more than common sense. That's what so much of business is about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Can I turn to your title, Lord Lieutenant of Surrey? It sounds fantastic.
It is. I'm incredibly privileged to do the job. I have to pinch myself on occasions that I've really got the job. But for those who don't know what's involved, I'm Her Majesty's representative for the county. I've been doing the job since August of 2015, and I have it for another 10 years. You have to retire at a certain age, and I'm not going to tell you what that is. And it's a full-time job. It's probably the biggest honour that I've been given in my life, bar only a few. And there are several different aspects of the job. Firstly, we have something like 35 royal visits a year to Surrey. And we've had most of the royal family through the county in the past 18 months and some members considerably more. So there's all the aspects of royal visits. And if no one's been on a royal visit, the morale that is engendered into those attending is really something to be seen. And you get there, as I mentioned, half an hour before a member of the royal family is due to arrive. And there's the most wonderful buzz and feeling of nervous expectancy. And then what people don't realise is that all members are so well briefed and ask lots of interesting questions. And also like to get very much involved. They like to be part of all that is going on, and they want to talk to the people concerned at all levels, and it's terrific. And they all give the people on the visit at the end of the day a day they will never forget.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And it's great to hear that the royal family really make a difference to the people they visit.
They do. They make a huge difference. And they also have special, a lot of initiatives of the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, which is presented on behalf of the Queen to voluntary organisations, which really make a difference to the county, the community. We have Queen's Award for Enterprise, which includes sustainability, exports and for trade. And that is something that we want to develop in the county very much and promote. Everybody that has received any of these awards has said what a benefit it is either to their company or to their volunteers' morale. And it's essentially for free. You just have to prove that you're worthy of it.
Wow. Now, we're nearly coming to the end of this interview, and thank you for your valuable time. But is there one business issue or one life issue that you'd like to share that you've learnt that other people can take away?
I think it's a very mundane one, but it's so important, and I think it's terribly overlooked, and that's treating members of the team as actual human beings. So often one sees people not really respected and utilized and informed, and you see it outside of the workplace that people just don't seem to have a sympathy or a sensitivity towards other people, and it's so important that we all get on together and we work together for achievements. So I personally think people are our biggest asset, and sometimes they're not utilised or looked after as best they can be.
I couldn't agree more. I always think the team stands for together, everybody achieves more. Yeah. How do people visit Loseley House?
Well, during May to August, the house is open from Sunday to Thursday. We have something like 70 weddings a year. So we're closed on Friday and Saturday for weddings, but you can get married practically any day of the week, any month of the year. And the gardens are open from May until the end of September. And we have a rose garden and a white garden, herb garden. And so that's very popular. And then we do a lot of family celebrations. We do corporate activities, corporate days, corporate conferences, and we do a certain amount of filming, and we have big events such as dog shows where we have 9,000 dogs in a weekend. We'll do anything as long as it's legal and in keeping with the house and grounds.
Well, what a fabulous house, what fabulous grounds, only 3 miles from Guildford in Surrey, in an area of outstanding natural beauty. Michael Molyneux, thank you so much for joining me today and let me share this in this wonderful house. Thank you.
Thank you.